أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولذكر الله أكبر صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله بفضل الله سبحانه وتعالى عز وجل We are going to experience this day of Jum'ah, this Mubarak day of Jum'ah. And on this Mubarak day, we have been told to increase our salawat on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for a mu'min, automatically, on this auspicious day of Jum'ah, how can we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how can we send and thank Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us to send durood and salawat on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So on this Mubarak day, we should increase our salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Secondly, on this Mubarak day of Jum'ah, we should increase our dua. This is the day of dua. And there are certain moments during the time of this day where our du'as are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is due to our negligence and unmindfulness that we don't supplicate and we don't make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So take out some time from our busy schedule and we make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, du'a for ourselves, for our ummah, and dua for the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thirdly, this auspicious day of Jum'ah, we should remember this. This is our auspicious day of the week. So on this day of Jum'ah, we should prepare ourselves for Jum'ah by performing our ghusl, coming early to the masjid, trying to walk towards the masjid, sit as close as possible from where the khatib is going to give the khutbah, and be mindful, not be distracted during the time of Jum'ah, and pay attentively to what the khatib is going to say on the day of Jum'ah. And on this Mubarak day of Jum'ah, we should increase our tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem, and inshallah, I will just mention what I mentioned yesterday, and inshallah, something on the Quran al-Kareem, and we will make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yesterday I made the dua, inshallah we'll repeat the dua again. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa ma'ali. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that once a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concerned with anxiety and worry regarding the protection of his wealth, his iman, his children, his family. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him this dua. And this dua is for us. This dua for us to read also. That in the mornings and in the evenings, these five things that are so dear to us, we seek protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on these five things. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Our deen is so dear to us. Our family is so dear to us. Our wealth is so dear to us. Our children are so dear to us. So we should make this dua in the mornings and in the evenings. Make it part of our ma'mulat, inshallah. This is also taught to us by our illustrious spiritual mentor and guide. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Regarding the recitation of the Quran al-Kareem, mashallah, many are reciting the Quran al-Kareem. And if we haven't started reciting the Quran al-Kareem, then our spiritual reformation begins now. That let us start making the niyat to begin reciting the Quran al-Kareem. And whatever little life and time Allah Ta'ala has given us, then utilize this, inshallah, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many of us, mashallah, we open the Quran al-Kareem. We want to recite the Quran al-Kareem. We have learned so beautifully that when we are opening the Quran and going to recite the Quran al-Kareem, then make some important niyats, some intentions. And the mu'min's actions are dependent upon his intentions. So Whilst we are reciting the Quran al-Kareem, for example, these are some of the examples that we have learned from our illustrious Sheikh and spiritual mentor, that when we are reciting the Quran al-Kareem, make this niyat, that whilst I'm making the tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem, I'm making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whilst I'm making the Quran al-Kareem, I'm actually making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One has it mentioned very beautifully, what is tilawat? Tilawat is not that we are opening a newspaper or a magazine and we are reading in our mind. In our tilawat, there should be the lip movement. That is the tilawat you should be reciting. There should be lip movement. That is called tilawat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal inshallah and understand this. When we are reciting the Quran al-Kareem, make this niyat that I'm reciting the Quran al-Kareem to get closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qurbat ilahi, to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this niyat, I'm reciting the Quran al-Kareem. Allahu Akbar. Make niyat of reciting the Quran al-Kareem, that I'm reciting the Quran al-Kareem. I'm actually making the tilawat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to make the tilawat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you also recite the Quran al-Kareem. So the niyat of making tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem. Another niyat that we can make when we are reciting the Quran al-Kareem, to make this niyat that I'm reciting the Quran al-Kareem, so I will recite the Quran al-Kareem, and reciting the Quran al-Kareem, that I will get rewards and sawab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because for every letter and syllable of the Quran al-Kareem that I'm going to recite, I'm going to be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should have yaqeen on this. Recite the Quran al-Kareem, that whether we understand the Quran al-Kareem or don't understand the Quran al-Kareem, continuously recite the Quran al-Kareem. So like this, mashallah, make these niyats, and inshallah, and we'll see if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us somewhere to it. Regarding the remembrance and the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, call an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna Allah ta'ala yaqul, ya ibn Adam, innaka iza zakartani, shakartani, wa iza nasitani, kafartani, rawahu tabrani. O kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, who is our exemplar? Who is our exemplar? Who is that model that we should follow? This is our role model. We don't have to roll behind other models. This is our model. That is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Ibn Adam, that O children of Adam, innaka iza zakartani shakartani, when you have remembered me and you have made my zikr, in reality you have expressed your gratefulness and thanks for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are making the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iza zakartani shakartani wa iza nasitani kafartani rawahu tabrani kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when you do not make my zikr and you are neglectful of me, and in your forgetfulness become oblivious of me, you have shown your ungratefulness for me. So we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep our tongues always moist in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allocate some time in the morning or allocate some time in the evening. Set a time that inshallah where we will make the zikr of Allah ta'ala, the ism zat, taking the name of Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala. Wa nafiyya isbat of la ilaha illallah. Start, if you have not started, then start making 5 times, then 10 times, and 15 times under the guidance of a spiritual mentor, inshallah. And we'll find that over a period of time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, this Mubarak name, will be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our hearts will be cleansed, inshallah. We'll find concentration in our ibadah, concentration of our salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal, inshallah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعلى المسلمين فاذكروني أذكركم الله لا إله إلا محمد رسول الله وإذا سألك عبادي أني فإني قريب لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
إله إلا الله لا 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 إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولذكر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى جل شانه يا أول يا آخر يا ظاهر يا باطن الله 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 جل جلاله يا أول يا آخر يا ظاهر يا باطن يا حي يا قيوم الله 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 جل جلاله ولذكر الله أكبر الله 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 جل جلاله اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم إنا لذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم اغفرنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.